In Matthew 22, Jesus is quoting God, I am, from Exodus 3, 6 and 16, asking, have you not read what was spoken to you by God, saying, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob? God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. Through Nehemiah 9, verses 30 to the end, plus the whole Torah, God tells us Israel history gathering with God when they finally listen to his call. Notice the parallels. Jesus coming to deliver Israel and received excitedly, but rejected when he tried to lead us to safety.
Stand and bless the Lord God, bless his holy name. You alone are the Lord, you made all things. And you, God, preserved us. We worship only you with the host of heaven. Worship the Lord. Nehemiah 9, verses 5 and 6. God sent us his spirit in the wilderness to teach God's Torah word, yet we ignored him. Yet the Lord was patient, did not throw us away. In mercy, God punished, called us to him. Nehemiah 9, 20 and 30. Awesome, great, and mighty, God kept covenant. With justice punished, in love gathered us to him. God gives us such good things, yet we chose to ignore God's Torah laws that still give life, please him. Nehemiah 9, 31 through 5. Lord, we are your servants, we worship and praise. Israel and Gentiles wander, yet you call our name. You have given blessings, but punish when our sins cause us to drift from you and have dominion. Nehemiah 9, see God's whole Torah. As a nation we pray, Lord, we're in distress. As one voice gathered to beg, Lord God, forgive us. We covenant with you, our leaders, to seal this. Sins and others seek death. Lord God, save us. Lord God, save us. Lord God, save us.
On October 31st in the year 445 BC, an entire nation came together to pray confession to God. Israel prayed. From Nehemiah 9, starting at verse 29, but after they had rest, they again did evil before you, Lord. Therefore you left them in the hand of their enemies, so that they had dominion over them. Yet when they returned and cried to you, you heard from heaven, and many times you delivered them according to your mercies, and testified against them, that you might bring them back to your law. Yet they acted proudly, and did not heed your commandments, but sinned against your judgments, which a man does, he would live by. And they shrugged their shoulders, stiffened their necks, and would not hear. Yet for many years you had patience with them and testified against them by your spirit and your prophets, yet they would not listen. Therefore you gave them into the hand of peoples of other lands. Nevertheless, in your great mercy, you did not utterly consume them nor forsake them. For you are God, gracious and merciful. You are just in all that has befallen us. For you have dealt faithfully, but we have done wickedly.